From the Vatican to the Holy Land and across the country, it has been a day filled with joy and hope. And as families gather around the table for Easter dinner this Sunday night, we get a look at the celebrations from NBC's Duncan Golestani.
St. Peter's Square was overflowing today. A crowd of more than 150,000 came to celebrate Mass and hear Pope Francis deliver his Easter message. Christians came to Rome from afar, and as is tradition, the pontiff had a message for countries around the world.
Grande o piccola.
He called for an end to all war and every conflict, whether great or small, he said, ancient or recent. As Easter masses were held across the Holy Land, Pope Francis prayed the Middle East peace talks would continue. In Gaza, the small Palestinian Christian community came together for prayers and hymns. Next month, the Pope will visit the Palestinian territories, as well as Israel and Jordan. And Pope Francis made another call for peace in Syria, where Christians were today returning to their battle-scarred church in the ancient Christian settlement of Maloula. This resident says despite the hatred of the war, the town will recover and rebuild. Even in a country that gets ever more dangerous for Christians, there was reason to sing. There was an Easter service on board the USS Bonhomme Richard, an American naval vessel helping at the scene of that South Korean ferry disaster. Closer to home in New York, worshippers lined up outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, while President Obama and his family attended a service at the 19th Street Baptist Church in Washington. On the West Coast, thousands enjoyed the spring sunshine at the Hollywood Bowl on a day marked by events bringing people together wherever they are. Duncan Golestani, NBC News, London.